asked for earlier is included in this report. Okay. Did you have a motion for approval? Is there anything you'd like to share?
Madam Chair, if you have an approval, we'll just move forward with that.
Okay.
Unless you want to hear from us.
So granted.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
There was a question. Go ahead.
Could you provide a few comments, please?
Sure. Ms. Gottich and Jim Kubitschek will say a few words. Jim Matthey.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Supervisor Stamper. Supervisor Stamper, this report is actually per the request that you made at the last meeting, is to provide an update on what has already been expensed for the $1.1 million and what is the additional plan. I think there's been a lot of activity in regards to how those monies have been spent. Probably the biggest activity that has been occurring as an activity of the mental health redesign is the investment in the peer pipeline. And you've been getting periodic updates through the website and through the emails listserv that we have regarding that, but we have moved forward on the trainings. There are multiple trainings that have been occurring, not only to encourage more individuals to become certified as peer specialists, but also for the continuing education credits that are necessary to maintain certification as a certified peer specialist. We recently just completed the creation of a website, so all of the trainings are listed on that website, as is the opportunity for individuals to post job opportunities and have employers actually do the opportunity for their ability to allow job seekers to be able to find where those opportunities are available within the community. As you can see, there's a listing of other activities related to the peer pipeline that are listed, and most of them are related to trainings. The case management services, those were two previous board reports that were listed, and then obviously the one that was just approved today. That was an allocation of $400,000, and that was to expand the number of slots that are available in the Level 1 Targeted Case Management Service and for the creation of a new level within Targeted Case Management to ensure that we have a continuum of care within TCM. That added 90 additional slots for case management services. We currently do not have a waiting list for either Targeted Case Management or our community support programs for that matter, and we continue to do utilization review for those. Also just approved was the startup cost for the CRS, and there is a case management component that is included with that, and that's at $275,000. Still this week, we will release a request for proposal for the ISP, or the Individual Placement and Supported Employment Model. These are infrastructure dollars for agencies that are interested in either redefining a person's job title or hiring individuals to be able to become employed as an employment specialist. This is the model that places individuals into competitive employment, and this is an evidence-based model that was created by Dartmouth University, that was also the entity that created the individual dual disorder treatment model. I will defer to Administrator Matthey to discuss the step-down housing alternative and the other action item.
Sure. Madam Chair, Supervisors, really briefly, we're doing a step-down housing model that Ms. Gottich mentioned, and what the idea is it's called Pathways to Permanent Housing, so it's an operation now. We used approximately $104,000 to rehab an old location to make it more recovery-focused. It was a previous nursing home. We did quite a substantial rehab on it to make it more like we do in our supportive housing developments. So that actually will be an open house next week. It turned out very well. So it's a total of 27 units. Council for the Spanish Speaking is the owner of the building, and MCFI is providing the services there. So we're really excited about that, and that's moving forward. The other initiative, when we were writing the report.
Where is that? Where is that?
1615 South 22nd Street is the location of the building. The other item on this report for $200,000 for supportive housing, we were in the midst of receiving applications when we wrote the report, so we weren't sure who was going to capture those funds, but I can report that now. Journey House was a local nonprofit, submitted an application for these funds, and we're going to go ahead and work with them. Very exciting proposal. One of the goals for the mental health redesign is to continue to build supportive housing units as we've done the past several years. One of the populations we haven't worked with yet is individuals aging out of foster care. It is a huge need in our community that we haven't addressed yet, so we decided to focus these funds on individuals coming out of our wraparound program. Journey House is proposing a new 24-unit building. 12 of those units will be for individuals coming out of wraparound, and the other 12 would be focused on post-secondary education individuals working with Journey House. We've always wanted to do kind of a workforce development, job training, supportive housing development. That's what this will be. So there'll be retail space on the first floor, commercial space, hiring our consumers on site, providing job training through MATC, a lot of things that we've been wanting to do, so we hope to accomplish that. And with this also, Journey House is looking to do a short-term, smaller development to provide housing units in short order for individuals aging out of wraparound. So we're going to kind of focus on this population and try to get this moving.
Okay. Thank you. I do have a motion for approval by Supervisor Mayo.
What was the balance, Madam Chair? Madam Chair. What was the balance?
$80,000.
Approximately 85,000, $87,000.
Of the
1.1? Yep, of the 1.1.
All right.
That's, there's one, excuse me, Madam Chair, Supervisors, there'll be one more report coming to you with the pending RFP that Ms. Godach mentioned for the IPS services, so that'll be the last approval that we seek from this board for those dollars.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right.
Any other comments, questions from committees? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the motion for approval.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishaun.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Okay. Madam Chair. Number 6.